Peter Dickens is the CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of New Zealand, which is using the government's expansion of free cervical screening to make a pointed case for a prostate cancer screening pilot, asking whether it's time for a similar investment for Kiwi men. Peter, thank you for joining us on Radio Wātea. Ko Dale, tēnā, it's a warm welcome to you. Tēnā koe. Well, the foundation's message is pretty straightforward. Free screening for women is great news, but how about one for the blokes? Minister, why do you think prostate cancer screening still hasn't received the same level of attention, Peter?
It is probably the case that the science has become has taken a bit longer to come to fruition on prostate cancer screening. But for a few years now, it has been absolutely clear that if we had a centralized population-based prostate cancer screening program, such as cervical or breast or bowel, that we would be able to reduce prostate cancer mortality in New Zealand by between 20 and 50%. And this isn't just research that's been done off the cuff. This is after 25 years of follow-up of men, of over 150,000 men that have been screened using the PSA test. And we just think now is absolutely the time that we need to act.
Tēnā koe, Peter. More than 4,000 New Zealand men are diagnosed with prostate cancer each year, and more than 750 die from it. That eclipses our national road toll. And what's the human cost of waiting longer to introduce a screening pilot?
Potentially huge. The number of men diagnosed with prostate cancer is predicted to double in the next 15 years. There is a lot that can be done if prostate cancer is detected early. In fact, curative treatment is possible. But if we don't do that, what we're creating is an avoidable pathway to metastatic disease that will end up costing the country and costing those families an incalculable amount of suffering and distress. We really need to move on this now. And the first step, of course, when you're looking to introduce a national program like this, is to pilot it. And we've been saying to the government for some time now that we've costed this out at around $6.5 million, and we cannot understand why they haven't moved yet. All of the agencies, including the Cancer Control Agency, is telling the government that we need to get New Zealand-based data now on how to go about introducing screening. So we really should move.
Yeah, the foundation is proposing what many would consider a relatively modest figure of just on $6.5 million for a pilot in Tairawhiti and Waitemata. Is this really a case of spending a little now to save a lot of lives and money later?
Yes, it's absolutely that. We're not suggesting that the situation is wonderful, but we believe that if we leave it any longer, if we don't act now that we have the science, now that we know what we need to do, if we don't act now, we'll be setting ourselves up for very large consequences down the track. As we say, the evidence is now out that prostate cancer diagnoses are likely to double. That could mean 8,000 diagnoses of per year, or even 9,000 by the time we reach 2040. And we have to work out what we're going to do with those people diagnosed. And the best thing to do is to treat them when curative treatment is possible. That is the cheapest option for the nation.
Tēnā koe, Peter Dickens, the CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of New Zealand. Is it Blue September?
It is. Obviously, we can't, at the Prostate Cancer Foundation, we can't do this work without raising funds to give us the resources and the ability to do so. And so Blue September is our awareness and fundraising campaign. People can find out more about that at bluesseptember.org.nz.
Thank you, Peter. Keeping with the spirit of the press release, if the minister was listening right now, and we're talking Simeon Brownlee, I guess, here, what's your final elevator pitch? Why should the government give blokes a screening program to celebrate or to acknowledge alongside what have we got? Cervical, breast, bowel, lung?
Absolutely. The minister has been receiving information about prostate cancer for some time now and is very aware of the issues around it. My message to the minister would be, please accept the invitation from the European Praise You Consortium to join their network of prostate cancer pilots that are going on around the world, and to get New Zealand into that program and start those pilots as soon as possible.
Good talking with you. Thanks very much, Peter, for joining us on the program, Chief. Blue September, everybody. Bear in mind, 750 New Zealand men die each year of prostate cancer. This is a figure that we should all be challenged by and somewhat embarrassed by as well. And for a relatively modest spend, a pilot screening program should be held so we can get a better handle on how we can address the challenges in this space. With us today, Peter Dickens, CEO of the Prostate Cancer Foundation of New Zealand. Thanks so much for joining us in the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tēnā koe.